sacrament of confirmation, confers actual graces for those who have reached the use of reason. When we speak of actual graces, let's make sure we know what we're talking about. To understand the sacraments, we've got to know as much as we can about divine grace. So, actual graces. I'm not sure have we dealt with this before? I don't want to unnecessarily repeat myself. Actual graces are the transient help that God gives us for the mind and for the will. In other words, we need graces for the mind and we need graces for the will. What are the actual graces that we receive for the mind called? There's a technical name and a popular name. The technical name is supernatural illuminations. And we should always speak of actual graces in the plural. Supernatural illuminations was a popular name, holy thoughts. In other words, the sacrament of confirmation gives us the right to being enlightened in mind, and that enlightenment is constant. Listen, our minds are never, and the adverb is never, operating alone. Never. Our minds are constantly under the influence of the grace of God. Now, confirmation gives us a title, call it a claim, to receiving the graces that we need, which those who have not been confirmed don't get. For the mind to know what God wants us to know, and for the will, and then the technical name for actual graces for the will are supernatural inspirations. And the language is technical. Supernatural illuminations for the mind, supernatural inspirations for the will. More popularly, holy thoughts for the mind and holy thoughts, holy desires for the will. Naturally, by ourselves, as we said, I'm sure, in a previous class, but we cannot overemphasize, by ourselves, given our fallen human nature, our minds, all of our minds, are darkened. We cannot think either straight or clearly. We therefore need constant assistance from God to enlighten our minds. Our wills, given our fallen human nature, are unable by themselves to choose what God knows we need to reach heaven. By ourselves, oh, we've got desires, all right. Question. Are all of our desires good desires? Do we sometimes have a bad desire? Do we ever? And we need supernatural light to recognize a bad desire. And we need supernatural light to recognize even a bad thought. Because you see, all bad thoughts which are attractive are temptations. That's a good definition of a temptation. Whatever is bad but attractive. Isn't that simple? If it's not attractive, it's not a temptation. You pay no attention. We go on. Now we get not only internal strengthening, but also external strengthening. What does that mean? The second of confirmation. Not only as we've just described it, strengthens us within, but in God's providence, and is this very important? The sacrament of confirmation gives us the title, and I repeat what I've said before, to that internal strengthening of mind with holy thoughts, strengthening of will with holy desires. But the sacrament of confirmation also gives us a right and a title to being strengthened outside of us. By what? Or by whom? By the people whom God puts into our lives. Being human, we all need encouragement. Agreed? And the heart of that word, encouragement, is what? The word courage. God then, through the sacrament of confirmation, will help us, not only internally, but through what we call external graces. He will put people in our lives that will strengthen us. And, pardon me for saying this, but I hope in some little sliver way, this sinner will help to strengthen you. Am I making sense? And your faith and your desire to serve God. We need others. Well, they better be the right kind of others. They better be the right kind of others. Because just as there are people who are encouraging, are there people who can discourage? And the most discouraging people are those who are living sinful lives and hear it and be like them. And the most dangerous people are those who are sinners and we love them. I sure hope I'm making sense. We want to be accepted, right? Who doesn't? We want to be loved. Who doesn't? But the price of acceptance or the price of being loved means that I must, well, conform to the behavior of one whom I love. So far from being encouraged, By the way, have I lost anybody? So confirmation also provides us, and we should pray that God will provide many people as a result of our sacrament of confirmation who will what we call external graces in our lives to strengthen and encourage us in the service of God. What is the distinctive sacramental grace of confirmation? Each one of the sacraments has its own distinctive grace. What is it for confirmation? It is always to strengthen our souls against forces from within us and forces from without or outside of us. What are the forces inside of us against which we must be strengthened? Who remembers? There are seven of them. By the way, who can finish the sentence? The capacity of the human mind to forget is? Once more. The capacity of the human mind to forget is? Altogether. The capacity of the human mind to forget is? Now we've got it. And I'm sure next week somebody will even forget that sentence. What are the seven forces inside of us that we must be constantly strengthened against? I mean, you remember? Who knows the memory scheme? Places G. Gee, thanks. Pride, lust, anger, covetousness, envy, sloth, and gluttony. About a week before I went to Tijuana, I had planned to talk for 11 days to the missionaries of charity. It was to have been in Phoenix, Arizona. I had a call from the superior on the West Coast, and she said, Mother Teresa is feeling remarkably well. The doctors think she might be released in time for your seminar. Since she's in the hospital in San Diego, could you come to Tijuana instead of Phoenix? All I had to do is Air Express my ticket for Phoenix, send me another one back to go to San Diego. But Mother Teresa surely recovered her health. And I got another call. Mother Teresa says, what we told you we want you to give the seminar on, Mother says, drop it. Except I'm the one giving the seminar. And she wants you especially to talk, listen, on the seven capital sins. So we talked to those dear sisters about the seven capital sins. And we sure need constant strengthening against each one of those internal forces. What are the forces outside of us against which the sacrament of confirmation strengthens us? They are, who remembers? They are, well, what are the three sources of all temptation? The world, the flesh, and the devil. equals WFD. All temptations come either from the world or the flesh. And by the flesh, we mean, who remembers the word beginning with a C? Concupiscence. And in more simple language, concupiscence comes in, well, in seven forms. That word flesh stands for the seven capital sins and the devil. So, this is inside of us. And the world and the devil are forces outside of us, tempting us to sin. How do we define the world? Many definitions. We may again have covered this before. One of my favorite definitions is, the world is the attractive, sinful behavior of other people. When other people are doing wrong, just because they're doing wrong is not a temptation. There is no temptation which is not attractive. Do you hear it? Otherwise, it's not a temptation. It must be appealing. It must be seductive. It must be attractive. And that is why the most dangerous heretics are the pious ones. Or take, for example, one of the most devastating heresies in the church's history, Pelagianism. Pelagius was a British monk who, for a monk, did too much traveling. He went all over Europe, a monk. And he was so scandalized by the behavior of the people that he met. So he reached the strange conclusion that the trouble with the Catholic Church is she tells her people to pray and receive the sacraments, to obtain grace, to resist temptation. No, said Pelagius, what we need is more willpower. It is not grace that we need, but willpower. And he finally ended up denying the necessity of grace for salvation. That's why anybody who doesn't pray is a Pelagian. I think you're calling him a bad name. You are. But Pelagius was a very ascetical man, fasted, skin and bones, very mortified. And one reason he had so many followers was because he was so apparently holy. I repeat, the world then means the attractive, sinful behavior of other people. And that attractiveness need not be only, say, bodily attractiveness. Can be intelligence. One reason why so many theologians are nowadays bewitching so many people. These theologians are so intelligent. As I've said more than once, I wonder over the years why the Lord put me through the purgatory of 31 years of formal education. Well, I found one reason. People say they're educated. Well, I'm educated too. Then, when you find out what they're teaching is wrong, is heresy. But we use big words. For example, take the heresy of the fundamental option. Now, if we don't commit a mortal sin, listen, one abortion is not a mortal sin. One perjury is not a mortal sin. One blasphemy is not a mortal sin. You've got to get into the habit of committing abortions or murders or blasphemies to lose the state of grace. As a widespread heresy in the United States, one reason for the empty confessionals. Oh, as how many people have told me. There are some priests now, I am told, that at the beginning of Mass, they tell the people they're giving everybody general absolution. Confirmation strengthens us against the forces outside of us. The world was another force outside of us for which we need confirmation. The devil. And do we ever need strength from God to cope with the evil spirit? And he is phenomenally active in the world today. And his victims are in the millions. And some holding high offices, power and authority. Now, finally, the sacrament of confirmation gives us what we call the sacramental character. We touched on this when we talked about the character of baptism, remember? When we're baptized, we become changed persons for all eternity. There are three sacraments that confer what we call the sacramental character. They are baptism, confirmation, and holy orders. Those who are baptized cannot be rebaptized. Nothing we can ever do, nothing can ever deprive us of what we call the sacramental character. So too with confirmation. When we're confirmed, we receive the character of confirmation. Changes us for time and eternity. How? It assimilates us to Christ. As you know, assimilation means becoming like to, from the Latin word similis, which means like. Through confirmation, we become assimilated to Christ, the priest, and receiving from him the power we need to suffer in the following of Christ. And if there's anything that we better know, to follow Christ means to suffer. Suffering is the experience of pain. And what is pain? Pain is whatever is contrary to the created will. If we're going to follow Christ, there are many things we'll have to do that are contrary to our wills. Let me change the accent. That are contrary to our wills. One of my favorite definitions of the cross. Is the divine will crossing the human will at right angles? And God be the divine mathematician, not 87 degrees or 89.5 degrees, but 90 degrees. He knows. And the more he wants to become like him, the more sure you can be, he will cross our wills. Do we ever need a sacrament to provide us with the strength of, well, not merely allowing God to cross our wills, but, and this is the acid test of, would you believe it? Not only wanting it, but loving it. I've got to time myself. Did we have a list of D's on the board at any time? Did we have a list of D's? Maybe not. We said that pain is whatever is contrary to our wills. And another definition, pain is unsatisfied desires. Well, there are little d's, and they get bigger. And then, the sacrament of confirmation gives us the strength to have our lower desires unsatisfied. And give us the strength to actually love what God wants us to do. Because then we're doing what? We're satisfying desires. But higher desires. And the highest desire in the world for us is to want what God wants. No matter how seething in pain the lower part of my being can be. But I'm happy. I think it was in today's Mass. I like the translation of the Beatitude. Remembers. Happy are they who hunger and thirst for what is? That's the translation we had at Mass. For what is right. The secret of happiness, honest. The greatest happiness on earth. We're supposed to be happy. Singing, gleeful, hilariously happy. Oh, this is serious business. I couldn't be more serious. The secret is to desire what is right and what is right, what God wants. Now, see, there are 100 desires, followed by that 100 times 100. Desires, down, down, deep, that can be unsatisfied. But the highest desire that we can have is the desire what God wants. Every fiber of my body may be in pain. Every faculty of my soul may be in agony. But my faith tells me, if I am doing what God wants, that's all there is to life. Forty-four years in the priesthood have taught me a lot of things. There's one thing I've learned. Pardon me, I am still learning. The happiest people are not the wealthiest. Did you know that? I tell people with money. If it's paper money, you can burn it. If it's metal, even gold coins, and if it's gold, it sinks in water. Meaningless. The source of happiness is wanting what God wants. And the sacrament of confirmation gives us the ability with our minds to know what He wants and with our wills to choose it. Assimilation to Christ the teacher. Strength of will in keeping the faith. Now we believe with the mind. Sure we do. But listen, we believe with the mind all right. But the only one who believes is the one who wants to believe. Nobody loses, do you hear it? Nobody loses their Catholic faith. Memorize that. Nobody, comma, nobody. Either abandon or discard their faith. But they never lose it. We believe we want to believe. Let me tell you, we are living, as I'm sure I've told you more than once by now, we are living in the age of martyrs. And that is why a new definition since Vatican II for the sacrament of confirmation, just lovely, the sacrament of martyrdom, thanks, perfect, we need it. Our bishops are going to remain Catholic bishops and priests, Catholic priests and religious, Catholic religious and mothers and fathers, Catholic parents. If we're going to remain Catholics in today's world, we need heroic strength provided us by the sacrament of confirmation. And I like to close on time. So, this is one reason for the chart. There's no way we can cover everything that should be seen about the sacrament of confirmation in one class. One reason for the chart. Is it 10 after I'm supposed to stop? Is that right? And then reassemble at what time? 2:25. To what?
225.
Oh, 225, not 230. 225. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us, sinners.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.